I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After a Russian invasion, fierce fighting continues across Ukraine. Over 500,000 refugees have already fled the country, with more on the way. Lines of cars and buses wait to cross the borders of Poland, Hungary, Slovakia, Romania, and Moldova. Eric Mock with the Slava Gospel Association says Ukrainian churches continue to care for those in need.
What we're doing is building on the network that already exists, which is serving the national churches. A lot of the people have moved from the east to the west, and so now a lot of the need is in the west, not the east, and a lot of the need is now transitioning to Poland, which we're working with church leaders in Poland, and we are working together to make sure they're able to help those in need.
Pray for an end to the violence and healing for those who've suffered trauma. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And you've probably noticed podcasts are all the rage. Last year, 12 million new people became podcast listeners, and the time spent listening jumped 31% from 2 years ago. M&N's sister ministry, Prayercast, is joining the fray. One Way Ministries Director of Prayercast and M&N, Chris Ruge, says,
One Voice will launch as an audio podcast on March 8th.
The premiere episode of One Voice focuses on Afghanistan and shows you how the headlines affect individuals.
One of our episodes has talked about an artist who is seeing the Taliban painting over all of the art around them. That's not something that we'll hear necessarily in a newscast, but it's a personal point of view most of us outside of Afghanistan don't have access to.
We'll connect you online at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women, written by women, for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.